This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. When we're talking about helping someone realize the value of their life, I'm all in on that. And you may feel like no one sees you, or at times that you feel like no one sees you. And does God even notice? Of course he does, but we want to help you today understand the value of your life, especially as a woman in this world, and how being seen and how to empower you to find your unique voice from what God has given you. I have a delightful guest today, Mary DeMuth. She's an author, she's a speaker, she's a scripture artist and a podcaster. So I want to let her come on and talk about her book, The Most Overlooked Women of the Bible. So we want to talk about this. Mary, why did you write this book?
Well, I also wrote a book called The Most Misunderstood Women of the Bible, and I have a series. And
yes.
So this is number two in that. So that's kind of the reason.
Cool.
But I also feel like it's a universal thing that we feel overlooked. And
yes.
So to go through the scriptures and find other women who have had a similar experience and mining their lives and learning what we can do has been a really great practice.
How do you think God wants us to see ourselves as women when, you know, in the Bible, God used women in so many ways, in such great, powerful ways that weren't very loud, but so important. What do you say to women that say, I don't know that I can find my role?
Boy, first I'll just say, I wish I was with you and sitting across from you having
yes.
some tea and give you a hug.
Absolutely.
That's what we really need.
I agree.
But it is phenomenal because we have not heard tons of sermons about women in the Bible, we tend to think maybe we don't matter. And contrary to that, wow, like you hinted at, there's so many women in the Bible who are doing so many extraordinary things.
Yes.
And we all have an important role to play in the kingdom of God. So I guess that's where I go back is, first of all, I'm a child of the Lord.
Yes.
He loves me. I'm no longer abandoned. I'm not an orphan anymore. I have the stamp of God upon me, you know, the Imago
yes.
Dei, and therefore I have worth, and that's true of you as well.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I think the book is one of those where you can sit and read it and relax and just feel empowered, like God's wrapping his arms around you. Is that kind of the feeling you wanted someone to have, Mary?
It is. And just to validate people's experience of, you know, even in church, we can feel overlooked. And I just want to dignify the fact that you can walk into a room. I had that experience just recently where I walked into a room and I was like, I feel really lonely. I feel like everybody knows each other already.
Yes.
And I just want to let people know that is a normal human feeling and the Lord can meet us in those times.
I think that alone right there is the answer for so many women that need to hear that you can walk in a room and feel lonely. You can be in a crowd and feel lonely. And if you're there, if you've been there, you know that understanding. So this book, The Most Overlooked Women of the Bible, is really made for you and the friends around you. I think it'd also be a great study for women friends to go through together. So Mary, I'm just throwing that out for you, okay?
Thanks.
Great.
I'll hire you as my
Absolutely.
Advocate.
I'll be your PR person, okay?
Thank you.
Great idea. Mary, thank you so much for this. And how can they find your book or connect with you?
Yeah, so you can just find me at marydemuth.com and everything's all right there.
Okay, I'll make it even easier. I'll put that on my conversations link, which it is there right now. Click there anytime. We'll keep it there and it'll be a blessing to you and someone else, I pray. That's at star883.com. Just click on conversations.